Hi there, Gavin here with a quick video of how to understand our research dashboards. Considering that you're already on this page, you've successfully found the dashboard. But in case you need to find it again, simply navigate to reporting. Once clicked, navigate to dashboards, and then type the name of the dashboard that you're looking for. In this example, we're looking at our EU research dashboard. On this page, you'll see a number of boxes relating to the data which is being pulled about the EU research campaign. One additional tip is some stats show all-time results and others show the last 30 days. So please keep that in mind when looking at reports. Let's start at this box here. This box shows the number of downloads, and after clicking, you'll see the first and last names, company, and job title of the contact. This next box is similar to the one above, but this one excludes all staff. This next box counts all of the company names and totals up all the companies who have downloaded this report. This next box shows the company name and the amount of employees or contacts who have downloaded from that company. This next section has the analytics for new contact attribution. Here you'll find the number of new contacts created by each asset landing page, along with some other useful information. This donut chart here shows the percentage and total number of new contacts and existing contacts that have downloaded this report. This next section shows the analytics relating to forms. Here you'll see the name of the form type, how many views that form has got, the submissions, and the conversion rate of that form. The forms on display here are the main landing page form, the second one being the pre-reg form for our pre-reg campaign, and the last one is the form for our pop-ups. This next section shows the blog stats. This report here combines and shows all of the stats related to blog content for this campaign here. This next section is entitled EU Research Campaign Attribution. Here you'll see a graph of the interaction source. So in this case, it could be organic search, email marketing, social media, referrals, that is links from the RFA portal, for example, and other campaigns. This normally relates to our external PR activities. So in this case, we can see that this generated the most contacts to date. This report here shows the contacts created by asset type. In this case, the asset type is either landing page or blog post. This report here shows the asset title by contacts created. So similar to the previous one, where we saw the landing page and the blog post, this is showing you the title and the amount of contacts this asset created. Do keep checking these dashboards as these numbers update in real time. That wraps up the main components of the research dashboard.